I'm starting to see a lot of commercials, pumpkin spice latte, pumpkin this, pumpkin that.
I think that pumpkin's been around, but when we re-energize it in new flavors and in new ways, we've seen pumpkin now in risottos, in soups, and just kind of refurbished in ways that we haven't thought before. But it's because it's such a versatile fall vegetable that we are trying to incorporate into our diet.
Well, that is quite a change because normally we associate it with desserts, with sweets.
Pumpkin is a great source of fiber. It also has beta carotene in it. That's a kind of like a precursor for vitamin A. And vitamin A is really necessary for us to have healthy eyes, a properly functioning immune system. Pumpkin provides us with almost 2 times our vitamin A needs when we eat it. Also, it just has a lot of fiber. So fiber keeps us healthy from a heart health perspective. We're able to eat fiber and then excrete a lot of the cholesterol that we eat. And so it's almost like nature's broom.
What are some of the interesting ways you can use pumpkin besides desserts?
Put pumpkin with maybe a little bit of coconut milk, protein powder, mix it up and get yourself a nice smoothie. You could put it into existing muffin recipes as a substitute for some of the oil, just to cut back on some of the fat, but also add flavor and moisture. You can put it as a filler for risotto and some of the pasta dishes, just to kind of give a little bit of flavor and a thickness to it. Yeah.
One of the other nutritional aspects of pumpkin, the pumpkin seed.
The pumpkin seed contains plant sterols. Those are naturally present in plant foods, and they block cholesterol much like fiber does. Oftentimes, we'll see it fortified in products throughout the grocery store like orange juice or granola bars. But really, to get the benefit, you have to eat these foods 3 or 4 times a day consistently to get a lowering effect on your LDL. But it is a natural way to get those components into your diet. So roasting the seeds, you know, put a little bit of olive oil, put them in the oven, using, again, spices, so cumin or chili powder or oregano, and maybe shaking a little bit of Parmesan cheese on the top is a great way to enjoy them.
So if it can do all of this, how could we've been so slow to get to the use of pumpkins beyond desserts?
I think because it takes a little bit of work. So for example, if I want to roast my pumpkin, I have to take my pumpkin and slice it up into 3-inch portions, put it in an oven at 300 degrees for about 50 minutes before I can cube it and do whatever I want to do with those cubes. Some people puree pumpkins, some people just eat them roasted that way, leaving the fleshy part behind. But it just requires a little bit of prep.
Now, that's if you want to use the raw pumpkin.
Correct.
Is there any health benefit to what is sold in the can?
Yes. You still get the great benefits of all of these nutrients that we've described. You probably won't have as much ability to use it in more whole food recipes. It would have to be something that needs to be pureed, like a soup or risotto or a filler.
Are there many varieties of it?
There are. There are different types of pumpkin. And the ones that we typically eat are not those miniature pumpkins we see that are decorated throughout on tabletops. It's the sugar pumpkins, the ones that you can carve. are the ones that you're going to want to actually be able to cook.
The pumpkins that people buy for use in carving jack-o'-lanterns, since you're going to clean out all of the insides and all of that, would it be best to save that? Is that useful?
The pumpkin variety that you carve is edible. You would set aside the stringy part, and the seeds you could obviously rinse and roast, but the fleshy part of that pumpkin you absolutely can consume.
For those people inclined to think of it as the prime ingredient for desserts, is there different alternatives they can use that would make it less full of fat and calories?
I think I would focus on the amount of pumpkin that I used, along with the pumpkin spices, whether it's allspice or cinnamon, cutting back a little bit on the brown sugar, on the margarine, on the butter, on the cream.
Catherine Neshatker, thank you for being with me.
Thank you.